stained glass in the Gothic style is similar to the design and construction found in the 13th century cathedrals of Europe, when tapestries of richly colored glass, supported by innovative flying buttresses, taught the stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints through beauty and emotional impact on the viewer. Each window is a jewel-like mosaic made from many small pieces of brilliantly colored glass held together by strips of lead. Incorporated within their designs are medallions illustrating Bible stories or other Christian themes. Figures of people, symbols, and words within the window's design combine with light, always a vivid manifestation of God's presence, to nurture souls of devout viewers. Westminster Presbyterian Church is fortunate to have 17 masterpieces by four of the leading artists associated with the Gothic Revival in America: Henry Willett of Philadelphia and Wilbur Burnham, Charles Connick, and Joseph Reynolds of Boston. Dr. Holmes initiated the overall plan in 1926, and the first window, Nativity, was installed in 1931. Dr. Butzer implemented installation of the next 15 from 1934 to 1952. In 1967, the Praise window facing Delaware Avenue on the north side of the main entrance was dedicated in a service led by Dr. Keeley. The biblical and symbolic substance depicted in this art is very comprehensive. There are 216 unique items of interest throughout the sanctuary, Delaware entrance, and Holmes Chapel. 127 Bible stories in the windows, 5 parables in bas-relief carvings on the pulpit, 56 Judeo-Christian symbols on walls or in window designs, and 33 items associated with the work of the church. All are portrayed in the windows.